So thank you for joining us. This is Shannon Gromich, and I also have Shannon and Victoria with us, and we are talking tonight about the Engaging Speakers Boot Camp and getting free publicity. We've got some great press releases. Kelly, have you guys, either one of you worked with Kelly before?
Kelly Epperson? No. I haven't worked with her in writing, but she's spoken for our group, and so I've worked with her to that extent.
Well, she did the first draft of the press releases, of some of the press releases, and they were just, I was like, wow, this is great. It made it so simple. And Victoria wrote one, and Victoria, you did a great job, by the way.
What a fucking job. But you're very
You did. You did. For the first draft, that first draft is always the hardest for people. You know what I mean? Because you want to get it right. So I've made some changes. I started posting some on Facebook. I've had to go back. One of the things that I think is really key that I found when getting free press is I always put the title right at the top. So my mentor's got $1 million in publicity, so have I, and so it's putting that tagline at the top. And that same tagline is what we're going to use when we contact the media. So, and I'll talk a little bit about that, but the tagline at the top, and then I always like to quote the expert, quote who it's about. So I've went back and, you know, I've got a quote from Gail, got a quote from Bernie, so I'm just kind of pulling those together and doing the final tweaks to the press release, and then we'll get going. There are some that are already ready, and I'm posting those in Facebook, but I know that Gail and Mark said that not everybody's using Facebook, so Mark's going to also put them up in Google Docs. But
oh, I said they should use Facebook. I'm not finding it's a group. Let's not make extra work for everybody.
I know.
Come on.
So, yeah,
Shannon,
Mark and Gail are both. Go ahead.
So I only see the one.
Yes. Yeah, I posted a second one, and then the individual saw it, and she said that I needed to correct some things.
So
by tonight, I should have at least 4 up. So I would say in the next hour or two, you'll have 4 up. And so what our next step is we're going to go through the media list, and we're going to pick, you know, I would...
Nope, did we lose you, Karen?
No, can you hear me?
Oh, now we hear you. I didn't. We all
okay.
Kind of got real quiet. We lost you there for a second.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll take a press release, and then we'll start contacting the media. Now, ideally, blogs and articles and any of that stuff is also great free publicity. But primarily, my focus on tonight's call. And again, any publicity is great. So any of you have connections to bloggers or anywhere you can put it, we so appreciate it. But for contacting the newspaper or radio, I use a few different strategies. And I wish Kelly was here so we could hear some of hers also. But one of the things that I use, especially if I don't know somebody, is first off, I'll look at the paper and try to identify different areas that the article could be a good fit. So it could be the business section. It could be the money section. It could be the community section. Could be the events section. Obviously not sports, but, you know, trying to see what area we can target. And I'll look at, for the print-wise, who's the editor? Who are some of the freelance writers? And I do the strategy, you know, ideally, I want to talk to the editor, but I've also taken the strategy of talking to at least 3 or 4 people with the newspaper, depending on how big it is. So I imagine with the Chicago, is it Chicago Times, is that right, or Chicago Herald?
It's the Daily Herald and the Northwest Herald.
They're not
nearly going to be as big.
Yeah, those are two separate ones, Shannon. There's the Chicago Sun-Times and there's the Chicago Daily Herald. So those are two separate publications.
Okay. And so ideally, it's okay to be talking to multiple people at the same time. I know some people may say that's frustrating, but that's what has gotten things done for me, especially if I'm on a tight time crunch like we are. I find that if I just, you know, it's kind of like throwing darts at the dartboard, and you have like five of them, and you're eventually going to hit the bullseye. So I would look at, you know, who is a writer in that particular area, email them, call them, and say, hey, I think I've got a great article that's newsworthy. I'm wondering if you'd be interested in taking a peek. They said, what is it? I'd read the tagline. You know, I'd stay real focused on that tagline, keeping it short and simple. We have, you know, something that's been written up in Forbes Online, the founder of a business conference is going to be here in Chicago speaking. So that, you know, that could be one of it. We have a 12-year-old organization that's been expanding nationally, and they're actually doing a 12-year celebration. We're looking for somebody that wants to cover it. So ideally, it's they want to hear what's newsworthy. And the press release, it's key to have that ready, because most of the time what happens is, great, send something over. You send it over, and you want to follow up right away. And you want to expect, in my experience, at least 3 to 4 no's. No, I didn't get it. No, I didn't get time to read it yet. No, I didn't, you know, I mean, it's you just have to expect that, and you want to be kind and nice, and, oh, my gosh, you must be super busy. I do what I can to build a relationship as quickly as I can with whoever's on the other end of the line. You know, so, for example, if they say, yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Oh, I know, you must be so busy. How many press releases do you get a week or a day? You know, I just try to make that quick connection. How long have you been working there? Just so that there's that something in common. I have a reporter here where I asked him, where are you from? And we happen to be from Spokane, Washington, both of us. And I'm telling you, because of that instant connection, I can call him about any article. And he's like, oh, it's Janet from Spokane. We have this connection. So trying to build that relationship, but also being mindful. We have to be so sensitive to them being busy. You know, it's really sensitive. I one of my favorite stories is we have a senior version of the newspaper here. We're with Florida Today, which is also USA Today, right here in where I'm from. And they have a senior publication that they print out here, just like a newspaper, really big. And I got 5 or 6 no's. And most people would give up, really. Most people would be like, I'm done, because it's not a big, big magazine. You know, I kind of talked my way through, but I kept maybe trying a different angle, a different press release, and really targeting like how running this would look good for them. Like the seniors need to know this is going on. And finally, and I don't usually give up until I know they're going to print. So we're kind of that last print run. And that I remember that day going, God, I didn't make it. Thank goodness I got all these other articles, but I didn't make this one. I really wanted to be in. And the publisher called me that night, the editor publisher, and said, you know what? We actually have a remnant page. We have an entire page. Your name has come up from a few different people because, again, I was talking to different people. And they ran a full page. My client, they did a full body image and wrote an entire article on it. I mean, it was huge, at least worth, you know, $30,000 in marketing. So the reason I'm sharing this is just to not get frustrated. It just to know, hey, can I follow up with you tomorrow? Once again, this is something that's real newsworthy. Can I follow up with you in a couple hours to make sure you got it? Or let me stay, better yet, if you send it to them, I want to make sure you got it. The whole idea is to get them to look at it, and then once they've looked at it, to follow up. Because usually they'll transfer to somebody else, or they'll say, you know, this is a good article. Who can we talk to for an interview? So any questions about that so far? Do you guys have any experience in this, or is this all new for both of you?
Yeah, I send out press releases. I've got some, you know, I think I shared them emails, but I've never reached out and, like, talked with. I'm really sorry.
Oh, so this is new. Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying call them and say, are you going to make this recording available to us?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Because I was trying to type up some notes and I didn't quite get your little script.
Yeah. So let me go through it again. So ideally, I would say, you know, hi, this is Shannon. I'm a part of a 12-year-old organization here, and I have something, you know, I have a story that I think is really newsworthy. I'm wondering who I could speak with about it. And then they'll say, well, what's the story about? And then all you want to stick to is that tagline that sizzles. And it could be, you know, we have a 12-year-old speakers organization that's here in Chicago, our nationwide speakers organization that's here in Chicago, and they're celebrating their 12-year anniversary, and they have a big name speaker that's going to be in town that I think everybody should know about. Or, you know, just some, the one thing you want to be mindful of is, again, I have a story that your readers might be interested in, or you guys might be interested mm-hmm. in picking up. I called you first is another thing I've said. I've reached out to you first. I wanted to give you the first opportunity for the story. But where people make a mistake is they start talking too much. The whole idea is to just give them enough information to where they say, send me the press release, and you'll see that my press release is really short and sweet. Kelly did the same thing, really short and sweet. And the idea is to where they want to write the article. Because what happens is some of them may say, you know what, this press release is great, I'm just going to run it. That's skim, you know, not very many people, but it has happened. The idea is that we want them to write the article. We want them to interview because that's where we're going to get the biggest story, and it's really having them sell it. So it's a kind of a two-part process, connecting with them to let them know we have the story, work on getting them the story, you know, and following up to make sure they read it and what's next. And then following up once they've got the story of what's next, you know, do you have a freelance writer? Do you want an article? What will happen? But most of the time, in my experience, they will usually sometimes they'll get to the point of, you know, we'll call you back if we want something. and I've even taken that and said, okay, great. Do you think, you know, I'm trying to get it in before the deadline. When is the next deadline? So I might ask a few questions, and then go from there. Did I answer your question? I know I'm fumbling and bumbling. I'm trying to share stories of what's worked, but ideally, the big thing is expect no, tell me the story, share the tagline, send them the press release, and just follow up. And then from there, just say, hey, I'm just volunteering, and I think this is such a great story. We've got to let, you know, just the fact that a lot of people don't even know that this national organization has been here for 12 years, or this expanding organization has been here 12 years. Or I think the biggest story, you guys, is that, you know, Wendy Lipton being there, Bernie. Wendy Lipton.
Wendy, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, she's, when you see the press release, she spoke for a number of Fortune 100 companies. She's a high-level trainer and executive. Ken Cutright. Bernie is another one to leverage. So each of these press releases, I think we have 9 of them, they have different angles that really help showcase who's going to be there. So you'll have a number to choose from on what's there. I mean, you could choose on mine of how to get hired for events. But I think if I were you, I would probably pick Bernie or Ken or Wendy or the celebration, some of, you know, Gail's thing. The fact that, because Chicago, they love good news, and I figured this kind of going under good news and also education. We're going to take those two angles for community, you know, community news. So those are two angles that I see could be good, education and business. So in the media contact list, I went ahead and, you know, I've entered people, other people have reached out. What I would suggest is pick, when I'm working with a client, this is what I say. I say pick 5 to 10 places you want to be and just focus on those. And just, you know, just test it and just don't go beyond that. Yes, we could, you know, hire PR Web. We could do other things to reach out and you know, you can do the whole media list. However, pick maybe, I mean, since there's a group list, maybe pick 3 to 5 that you want to work on and have that be your focus. Have that be, you know, where maybe you pick up and call a freelance writer. Maybe you talk to an editor of one division of the magazine and then talk to another editor in another division of the magazine. So we want to be looking at magazines, print, radio, TV. TV is another really good angle. It'd be so great to get Gail on TV. So any questions about that so far? Kind of check in, tell me where you're at, Victoria.
I was trying to actually get into trying to find the Google Drive link again, because it's not in my Google Drive, so I was trying to pull up the document you were talking about.
It's an action matrix that's on
page.
On the Facebook page, yeah, and it's under action matrix. And I can add everybody, too, I didn't do it that way.
Hey, Victoria, do you think Katherine Johns still has radio contacts? I would bet she does.
I would bet she does as well.
And she's an Engaging Speakers member, isn't she?
She is.
So we could probably leverage her to get, like, some good ins with some of her radio contacts, I would think.
That'd be so awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Because she was on Chicago radio for years and years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm. That would be so great. Shannon, do you know her? Do you know her personally? Would you be able to reach out to her?
I know her peripherally. Interviewed me on her online radio show once, and she spoke for my group once. But I don't know her very well. Victoria, do you know her very well from being in Engaging Speakers together?
No, I probably know her even less than that.
Okay. Well, and it's okay, because a lot of the media, we don't know. I mean, we're really trying to build relationships fairly quickly, and the whole thing is selling the story. Now, her, well,
she's a member of Engaging Speakers, right?
So you guys are ahead of the game. I mean, you can just say, hey, I'm on the production team, and we're volunteering our time, and right now I'm handling some of the media, and I'm looking for some help to get us some publicity. And let me tell you some of the stories that we have going on. Do you think any of these might be newsworthy for, you know, can you guide me? And you could even say, I'm kind of new at this. I don't know what I'm doing. Do you have any suggestions or contacts? That's a great, I mean, if you know somebody in radio, that's awesome.
Well, she's not still in radio, but wasn't she on WGN, Victoria?
She was WLS.
WLS, okay.
There's the Larry Nijak show.
Yeah, even if you haven't been in the radio, like I'm not in the radio anymore, but I still have contacts in the radio here locally.
That's what I was thinking, because I know she's not still in the radio, still on the radio in Chicago, but I would assume she has to still have contacts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are you open to picking her as kind of your project of connecting with her and then letting us know if you need help? Maybe Gail needs to make a request?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Two other people that are Engaging Speakers members, and I've mentioned this to Gail, Julie Astro is an Engaging Speakers member, and she's not in the media personally. However, she's recently been on the Morning Blend in Milwaukee like 3 or 4 times in the last year. So, to know people.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
She's a speaker for Engaging Speakers. So, I have another, I think Michelle Malo is an Engaging Speakers speaker also, and she was the one that made the original introduction from Julie, but I would think that because Julie's been on there so much, that she must have built a good relationship with the people.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, girl, you have some major contacts. Yeah, this is great. This is great.
Innovation.
Are you, what's that? What's that?
I said I run a networking organization. That's kind of my job.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Well, and it's so great because this is one of the key things that I tell people. Is like many times we have connections to the media, we just don't know it. You know, we may not have thought about it, but you're doing great by sitting down and going, who do I know that's been on radio? Who do I know that's been on TV? What a great place to start, because they are so much easier than what I'm telling you to do with this cold calling. You know, getting the story in the door by picking up the phone, which works. I mean, it absolutely works. But if you have a shoe in, you're light years ahead.
And, yes. And in your experience, how effective is our online publications?
Say that one more time. It cut out.
In your experience, how effective are online publications? If the answer is not very, that's a fair answer.
It all depends. I mean, I'm sure Oprah's magazine online does great. You know.
So there's an online publication in the Chicagoland area. I know they're all over the place because I know they're in New York. I don't know if they're down by Florida. It's called Patch.
Oh right.
And one of my members is the editor for Patch in 10 cities in Chicago. So it did. I think Gail and her talked a little bit the other night, but I don't know, like, how much bandwidth you get off of those kinds of things.
Well, I think it can be great, especially if he's got a readership. Again, it just depends on what they're, you know. I'm working with a client right now who has an online magazine, but he's just started in the last year. So he doesn't have a big following, but if somebody has a following, like I have another person who owns a coaching magazine, and she has about 80,000 people that read the magazine every month. So I would say do it. And at the end of the day, like we're focused on this event, but as we're building this and getting free press, my hope is that as you guys are moving forward and people are doing searches and can find even on the online, it builds that credibility too. So that sounds like it could be a good one. I would just, you know, you want to do a little bit of stats. But you said 10 different places, is that right?
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Gail, did you talk to Dawn on Tuesday night about Patch?
I did. I have to get back with her, and she said to send her the... information about the boot camp, and she also said that she'd like to see if we can tie it into I Am for Kids, because they usually pick it up more if it is tied for with the charity.
There we go.
Okay. Because
perfect timing.
Yeah, because we always do a raffle at the anniversary celebration for I Am for Kids, so maybe we can dress something that has something to do with that.
Oh, yeah, if you can add something like that to the press release, like a percentage of raffles or raffle goes to 501c3.
Yeah. We give it all to I Am for Kids. Whatever is raised goes to I Am for Kids, so...
Okay, so, yeah, then I need to add those to the press release. And that's from the celebration?
Yes. Okay. We sell raffle tickets at that, and everyone donates raffle prizes. And then we just raffle them all off, and whatever the proceeds are, they'll close down the tickets.
Okay. That's great. Well, Shannon and Victoria, we've been brainstorming on lots of great connections that are up there. Gail, you mentioned that you needed to get something back to her. Do you want to put that on somebody else's plate?
What's that?
I'm getting information to her. You said
does
that
she want a press release, or does she want just the general information?
Well, she said if we sent her the boot camp flyer, she could probably pull stuff off of that. I don't know. She probably can do it. I don't know how. So I was in the press release, too.
Yeah, I can follow up with her.
Okay. Yeah, and I think everybody that we're connecting with at least want to give them one or two of the press releases, because then that gets their brain spinning around a story possibility.
Exactly.
Okay, so Shannon, you're taking that over?
Yeah, I can follow up with Dawn. Her and I talk all the time anyway, and we're working on something else together. So
is that okay, Gail?
I can very easily follow up
with
her.
That's perfect.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Do you have any other media contacts that you can think of, Gail, that maybe we can have other people that are on the team help with follow-up on for Bue?
Well, I know that, who is the one, several of our members have been on a show, I think it's WGN. Jared was on it, and it was a radio show. Jared was on, JD was on, I think Julie was on. Bill something. I'll try to remember it, but I'm going to reach out to them and see if they can give me the name or give us the connection to make there, because he's got a great following, so I think that would be, and he's already met a lot of our members because they've appeared for other, you know, for their own businesses. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and Shannon mentioned Julie Astro, that she's going to connect because she's been on Blend TV show a number of times. And a few others.
That would be awesome.
So, Victoria, are you okay doing some of the cold calling like I went over at the beginning of the call?
Yeah, I picked like four of them to start with.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I also added a little column to say who's contacting, so we're not all contacting.
I think that's great. Thank you. Perfect. And then if you can just make any notes in there. And so what I would suggest is let me give you my cell phone. And if there's anything that's happening where you say this is what's going on, you want to brainstorm or need support, let me know.
Because I think you gave it to me, 321-208.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
321-208. I just wanted to... 3903. Okay. I know I have it in this one. Okay. Very good.
So I think that's it. Gail, I sent you an email that you might want to peek to send out to everybody.
Okay.
Just kind of outlining and giving links, and, you know, we talked about putting an email all in one place.
Yes. Okay. I will listen.
That you'll need to delete, because I sent it out earlier and it included tonight's call, so you'll need to delete that.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. No. You're juggling a lot, and we're all just coming together trying to make it work, so I'm just glad that there's people here to help.
Yes. Wonderful people.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to meet everybody, so. Any questions with anything else? Do you think that this was enough to get started and was it kind of clear on the step by step?
So you're saying just pick one of the press releases, don't pick them all. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So what I do is I would pick one to communicate with them about, but if you need to take a different angle, then you can use another one. You know,
so
if they...
Go ahead. Interrupting.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I shared with you the story about the like, 13 rejections. I had to keep tweaking it a little bit, tweaking the story. I only tweaked it, I think, two or three times, and it wasn't a big thing, but if for some reason it's not you know, well, we're not really interested this time, then it would be, okay, let me try a different angle. Let me try a different story. And that's where a lot of the other press releases can come in.
Okay.
And if you have contacts in the media, you know, you can send a few press releases. So once you get in and they say, well, yeah, send something over, say, actually, I've written a couple press releases or a few things about it. Do you mind? And get their permission. Can I send a few of them over for you to look at them? You might like one more than the other. So you can use more than one, but when you're communicating with them, you don't want to confuse it talking about more than one.
Okay. And you said earlier, you know, to use the line that you're contacting them first about this. So if one takes, you know, let's just say I contact one, like, oh, yes, then we want to do a story on that. And they've got that press release, so then I can contact the other ones but use the other, let's say, three press releases. Is that how you do that?
As I'm thinking about it, I think that you can talk to them about the story being first, and I think it's okay if they give permission. Like I just said, hey, do you mind if I send you more than one press, you know, a couple press releases so you can kind of see what's going on? Yes. If, you know, follow your intuition there, because you may, you know, it depends on what's going on. But if you go to contact, I think your question is, what do you do the next time? Because they're not the first one, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So I would say, you know, I've reached out to a couple of people, and you're on the top of my list. You know, you guys are on the top of the list to get the, you know, to look at the story. So it's not a first, but you're at the top of the list.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things I was sharing is that I really feel like they can leverage some of the stronger stories that I see is obviously the community-based one that, you know, here we are, you are expanding nationwide, so we can say nationwide, correct, Gail?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so you are a nationwide organization that started in Chicago. You're celebrating your 12-year celebration. So that's one thing. It's not in Forbes magazine. I sent that press release over, and I had some corrections, so that's, you'll see it's Forbes Online. So using that, the Forbes, you know, we have the founder of the Forbes' number one business conference must attend. Anytime you can use those bigger names like Forbes is really powerful, so that tagline is great. I also said Wendy is good. You know, look at each one, and there's a few that I think are hot stories. Definitely Bernie, definitely the 12-year thing. Wendy, I think, could be good. And I don't know. Oh, Ken Cutright was another one.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of them are good, and I think anywhere we can get some of the articles. But those three, I think that the first two that I mentioned, I would feel could easily get in.
Okay, but the 12th anniversary, does that one, I can't remember, does that one talk about boot camp too?
All of them talk about boot camp and celebration. We have that in the press release at the bottom.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. And so just, we want to remember that when getting free press, it's not free advertising.
Right.
So we got to be really, really mindful of keeping the on the story and getting it out to the public, you know, getting it out to the readers, or this is exciting for Chicago, oh my gosh, you know, that type of energy as opposed to here's our event that we want to let you know about. That's asking for free advertising.
Okay.
Can you kind of see the difference?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Okay. Okay.
I've got a couple other unrelated to the phone call question, just from a learning standpoint. In looking at the press release, the impact one, so it's a little different than what I'm used to seeing or even used to writing in the press release. It doesn't say for immediate release. It doesn't have a date. It doesn't have the end thing. Are those things passe?
There are many ways to write press releases, and there's no right or wrong way. So those absolutely can work. this has gotten me and my mentor millions and millions of dollars of free press. So this brings it down to the layman, and the media loves the average Joe, you know, and what I've been taught and why this is so powerful is that it's the first thing they read. And if you can't get them in the subject line, you know, a lot of people say boot camp, this state and all that stuff. It's like, in my book, you've probably read this, I have a woman that she got literally hundreds of press releases a day, and she said that if she can't get past the tagline, she'd throw them in the trash. So it's not passé. This is just the way that this works for me.
And so you don't do a subhead either?
No, I do exactly as we have there, one page,
okay.
Double space headline. It's a little different. There's stuff in there that I don't, you know, it's a little bit, so we have to kind of test this. Like I don't, it's kind of on the advertising edge, but I think that the story, because we, you know, the quote is another thing that's very unique. A lot of people don't quote themselves as experts.
Yeah.
And so that does, and do you see how I put the name in the middle?
Yeah,
and break up
well.
The quote. That's a very, that's, you know, all specific way of doing it. So, yeah, this strategy is very, very, very powerful. Very powerful.
Okay.
And
I
again,
I just understand, like, what can I, because I don't, my, you know, you saw what I sent you. That's obviously right up. So.
Yeah, and same with what Kelly sent me. So, and Kelly did great. You can probably get a lot of them publicized. You know, people get free press all the time. Mine is not the only way.
Yeah, but that's part of why I'm here, is to help them to learn.
Yeah.
And then, so you don't just send them out to whoever, because, like, yeah, I've never, I know I see things wrong. I've never really talked with any people who I send stuff to. I'll just send a press release.
Yeah, and this is where the difference between getting it printed and a big article is picking up the phone and actually trying to talk to people.
Okay.
Because people, you know, people do, I mean, if you have things that you can send it to and it'll get picked up, that's great.
Well, I don't know.
I know people pay for things to get picked up, but that hasn't worked for me. Really, ever. Unless I know them, you know what I mean? Unless I already have a relationship and I can send it over. But it's this is kind of that grassroots pick up the phone. Hey, I'm really excited about this thing going on. I think you guys want to cover this story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me send over a press release.
Yeah.
Great question. Great question. Yeah, I hired somebody a little bit ago, and she, you know, last year, and she was in PR. She helped celebritize some people in the music industry, and it was really funny because I do these three-month courses where I teach people how to create their press kit, and like the third month, I'm getting them booked in media. We're getting them booked TV, radio. We get everything together, and that third month is, you know, getting out there and doing what we're doing right now, but really holding their hand, and it was funny because my press releases and her press releases were so different, and they would do graphics and photos and all of these stuff, and she's trying to go, you know, well, you need to teach people this. And I said, I'm going to just teach them that there's no right or wrong way. They can do those things. You know, you can add photos, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is, you know, this is something that I know that I've done, and it makes it really simple. It makes it so anybody can do it. Do you see how simple it is?
Yeah. When you send it over to them, do you send it as an attachment? Do you also paste it into the body of the email?
I send it as an attachment.
Okay. Because I've always heard too that they actually paste it into the email, because a lot of people don't like to open attachments because of viruses and stuff.
Yeah, I would ask them then if you talk to them. I haven't had that problem.
Okay.
I know people say that, but I know when I've done it as an attachment. I also, Gail, we did not do this, but it's good to sometimes send photos too, action photos.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you guys have a lot of great photos. Maybe there's a few. I don't always send them. We just need to have them ready. I mean, that's the biggest thing is what's going to happen. So let's say somebody wants to pick up the story. They're going to ask, do you have an action photo or some sort of photo? And ideally, things where there's a group of you guys. I mean, you guys, I saw one, Gail, of you doing awards with like four or five people standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, something like that is perfect, and it has to be super, super, super high resolution, especially if it's in the print.
Okay.
They cannot pull it off the website. So, Gail, that's, since we're doing this, we actually want to kind of have that ready.
Okay.
So,
actually, if you can make that available to us as well, in case we need to send something, if it can be in the...
be ready to go.
You're right. Yeah, either files on the Facebook page or... you know, post them on the Google Docs Drive.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's really important. Because what happens is I've gotten printed, but I know the difference of when you have the photo ready and it's really, really high quality. It cannot be something, Gail, that we download off the internet. Like, you know how you right click and save an image?
Right. No,
it's got to be.
Right.
Yeah. So if we could get two or three or four of those ready to go, that would be great. I'm so glad if we talked about that. I wouldn't want to miss that. That would be...
Yay.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan.
He woke up from his nap. He also said
hi.
Hi,
Ryan.
Hi.
I saw him walking in a picture today.
Yeah, he's all over the place. So any other questions?
Well, I was going to make an offer. Has someone else already done this? Do we want to post the events to the online calendars?
Please.
I mean, that's not necessarily free, trust us, but
it is.
It will get it on their calendars online. And if we have those high-res photos, I will, attach a good photo for the ones that allow it, because then sometimes they do pick it up and at least list it in the paper in, like, the calendar or event section. I don't actually read a newspaper, which is kind of ironic that I send press releases, but I've had family and neighbors say, oh, I saw you in the paper. Oh, I always see you in the paper. Like, really? For what? Because I had no clue. So I think sometimes my events get picked up. Just a calendar site. It's not like a story in the newspaper. But I've also gotten at some of my events, one or two people that came just because they saw it in the newspaper.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that is so great. If you could do that, that would be super helpful. And on some of them, if you can upload the bootcamp flyer, too, because the bootcamp flyer is really...
No, they're not like that. It's very...
They won't. Okay, just a
no,
photo.
It's very simple. It's like the event description, date, time, where to get tickets, what's the price.
Does anybody have any meetup groups? So I have a meetup account, and I have three groups, and I let anybody kind of post it if it's a good event. I don't know if you guys know any of the members that lead the meetup group, that they would be okay putting this event on their meetup. That's another great way to get some free press.
Well, in Chicago, my experience is the people that find events on meetup are not people that are willing to pay to attend events.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In Chicago, people are on meetup looking for free or, like, events where they pay $5 and get a glass of wine. Like, they're not looking for events where they actually have to pay to attend.
Yeah.
So there's not, like, strong business or investor groups there?
No.
Like that?
Wow.
That's not been my experience either. Yeah.
Okay, well, I love the calendar of events idea. I think this is that would be perfect if you want to put those up. And you've done it, so you know to include the link to register and phone number and all that stuff.
Yes. Do we have just some short copy, or where can I pull the short copy for?
You can just use the Eventbrite. Eventbrite.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I've got everything on it.
Perfect. Yeah. Or you can pull anything out of the press release once you get those other ones, too, if there's little bits and pieces that you like.
The irony in all of this is I may end up not being able to make it on the 11th.
And I've already paid for my ticket. I have to see where my co-author and I, we may have a book signing event. He's trying to make some plans, but it may end up being the 11th. I'm like, seriously?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
That would be the second time I'm on a committee for marketing that I can't get to the event, which is kind of funny.
Oh, man. And Victoria is like our biggest cheerleader for boot camp. Okay.
I know, we'll break my streak.
I know. She's been at every single one since. We started them. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've posted it on both the boot camp and the celebration on the Over 40 Females community calendar, and it's in the newsletter.
That's great. Oh, you are amazing.
So the other newsletter goes out to about 2,400 people in Chicago, so.
Ooh, yay. Gail, is DCWN willing to do the same thing?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Okay. Good.
The other thing is that we have the two events on Facebook, too, and you can actually, I don't know if you guys have this, my husband had downloaded, you know how when you do Facebook, sometimes it's hard to select everybody? And when you go to the event and you hit invite friends, there's a app or what do you call it? What do you call it when you? It's like a Google plug-in. App, a Facebook, a plugin. That's what it is. Sorry. Thank you. There's a plugin where it will automatically select everybody in your thing of your friends list and send it out. You hate that, don't you?
I'll tell you why. Because I get invitations and stuff in Washington. I'm like, seriously, could you be a little more thoughtful about who you're inviting to my... Sorry.
I separate mine. I have mine by state when I make friends, but so I separate them.
Do you? How do you do that?
Yeah. You just add lists. When you add them,
you
create a list.
You just group them. Yeah.
And I do it by state.
Oh, I need to know how to do that.
And then I'll break them down by different. Some of them I'll have on more than one list. And now we are wanting to target outside of Chicago too. So even though we're down into the month,
the morning blend in Milwaukee would be fantastic if we could get you.
Yeah,
on
I could see that for sure.
Uh-huh.
Great.
It's not
that. Sorry, I wasn't meaning to be obnoxious.
You're not obnoxious. You're not obnoxious.
Like, I hate that. It makes me crazy. Okay, so someone needs to show me how to do the list if someone has a chance. Maybe Shannon, if you know how to do that, maybe we can connect it. That would so be awesome.
Yeah, the only thing is going back if you haven't started to do it.
That's okay. So,
mine are more logically grouped, but I do a similar thing. But you can also, when you're in Facebook, you can search by, like, city and zip code, but you still then have to go through what comes back and like tag each one. It won't let you do like a select all.
The select all plugin I was telling you about does allow you to select all.
Yeah.
But that's your whole all your friends, not all the people in a group.
No, it's whoever you've searched. Searched down to in your list.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I could show you something too. I could. So we just want to be certain that we go to the events and share those with who we think could be a good match. The email that I sent out, Gail, I had asked people to. Pick up the phone and call, 3 to 5 people a week, at least between now and then, and invite people personally.
Okay. Yeah, I have it in front of me. Yeah.
Another person with a really big network, Gail, do you know Lillian?
The RSS? Yeah, she's a member.
So you might be able to barter with her
Uh-huh.
If she'll promote this event, you'll promote her event, which is on the 17th?
Yeah, we've already been promoting her.
Okay,
hers,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Great. So I think we're about good. Is there any other questions, Gail? I think the big thing is just getting those few photos.
Okay. Well, I'll call Jared right after this call and find out what he can send me and then I'll pass it on to you guys. And then do you want me? See, I can't go in and edit those things. So I'm just gonna have to kind of tell you what needs to be fixed, and then you fix it.
With the press release?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if there's any way you can do that tonight, that would be great. I'm almost done with them, so I want to make sure that...
Okay.
I've been going back and forth, as you know, trying to get quotes and things like that. And it's not the end of the world if we don't have the quotes. It's just a little more powerful.
Okay.
And
All right.
It's been what's worked for me.
Okay.
Another thought, Gail. Jared had sent out that email about putting some videos together.
Yes.
And if he can post them online somewhere so that we can link to them.
Yes.
That's something that, especially as far as social media is concerned, you know, we can post those videos on the Facebook event, and we can put it on Twitter, we can put it on Google+, we can put it on Facebook, we can put it, like, and videos get, like, a really far reach.
Yes.
We can also get them posted on YouTube, which is, like, the second biggest search engine next to Google.
Right.
Who owns them?
we just need that stuff from Jared to, like, you know, okay the release of that stuff after he gets done editing them.
Yeah, and he needs some people to sit down and actually do the videos for him. Actually, he talks. So I know Shannon, he was trying to get a hold of you, Shannon Bendowitz. He was trying to get a hold of you to do one for meeting planners.
The day that we were supposed to do it.
That was when you crashed the truck, right?
One of the days I crashed the truck, yeah. One of the two days that I was stranded. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I messaged him, but he didn't get my message. It was a whole cluster thing, so we haven't rescheduled. But, yes, we need to reschedule.
Okay, because he was thinking that maybe we'd have a time and we'd have everybody come and do them, boom, 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 so it would be quicker. So, but we got to get that done quick, really fast. Okay, I will talk to him and after this call and see if we can get that stuff together, because we have the video that is of, it is actually on YouTube, I think. That it's on our YouTube channel, and it is of the Eventbrite invite, and it's a clip from people's testimonials.
I remember that. I forgot about that one.
I'm thinking that's kind of long, though.
Is it? Okay.
I seem to remember when I watched it, that one might have been like 3 minutes long or longer.
I don't think it's that long, but I don't know.
I might be misremembering it, or I might have watched more than one. But, like, little soundbite ones are good also to, like, drip feed as we're getting closer to the event.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can get from him and go from there. Now, Victoria, are you coming tomorrow?
No, I am not able to make it tomorrow. I've got a training I'm doing in the all afternoon.
Oh, okay.
But thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. I just want to check.
I know. I do have all the meetings on my calendar, but I can't always book around them.
Shannon, you work.
Except sometimes you work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lunchtime ones are really impossible for me.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll give Jared a call now and
see what he has that we can like pass on to you guys, and then I'll work on the changes on the press release. They're not a lot, just little teeny things.
Okay, perfect.
No. Thank you all for your time.
Gail, if you make the changes in red and you send them over, then I can just implement them.
But it won't enable any editing on the copy that I've got. And I don't
it won't enable... okay, let me send it back to you then.
Okay. But I think it was... I opened it with Adobe and then I don't have the...
Okay, then you've got the PDF. Okay, let me send the Word doc over.
Okay. Perfect. Then I can make the changes and send it right back to you. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Thank you,
everybody.
Hopefully
I'll talk to everybody Monday.
Yes. You got a team call Monday. 8:30. All right.
Say that again about Monday.
Monday night is our group call, the whole team.
Is it every Monday?
Well, now we're getting closer. I think we're going
every
Monday.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to put that on my calendar. I just, I have a, this Monday I have a thing at the school I have to be at, so I apologize I won't be able to make the call at 7 o'clock.
Well, it'll be 8:30 time.
I will keep you up to date on my commitment. Part of the problem was last time with that silly press release is I didn't have a date by which I was supposed to get it to you, Shannon. So it was on my calendar to do a couple times, and it kept getting pushed. So I will commit to at least sending an update on what I have done and where I'm at on the 16th.
Oh, good. So then we can let announce it on the call.
Great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, all three of you. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk on Monday, if not before.
Sounds great.
Okay, all right.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
What?